Some people believe that if you say there is more than one being known as God, you're polytheistic. Those who do not see that God is much like a family name and can be both plural and singular, depending on the word and the context, think pre-incarnate Jesus was a created being. An angel who was created first and then created everything else. Some teach he qualified to be the Son of God, sitting at the right hand, to the sacrifice he made. Today, we're going to take a look at that. I'll have 4 points I'm going to touch on. A lot of scriptures today. We'll only turn to a few. First point I want to make is that there is clearly more than one entity known as God. If we turn to Joshua 5:13. Turn to Joshua 5:13. We'll read through 15. And it came to pass, when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him with a sword drawn in his hand, and Joshua went up to him and said to him, "Are you for us or our adversary?" Verse 14. So he said, "No, but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come." And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped, and said to him, "What does my Lord say to his servant?" Verse 15. Then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, "Take your sandal off your foot, for this place where you stand is holy." And Joshua did so. Only God can make things holy. This being was holy, and he spoke of being commander of the eternal Lord God. And we know the next one, if you turn to John 1:1, we'll read to verse 5, where it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God." He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. The Word was with God, and he was God from the beginning. In Genesis 1:26, God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." He didn't say, "Let me make man in my image." God in Genesis 1 is Elohim, which is plural for Eloha. When he said, "Let us make man in our image according to our likeness," he was saying to the other being, God being with him, that mankind was to be created after the God kind. When Adam and Eve chose to eat from the forbidden fruit or forbidden tree, the response in Genesis 3:22 was, "Behold, the man has become like one of us, to know good and evil." Then the second point I want to make is that angel did sometimes refer to the pre-incarnate Jesus, but angel is not limited to that. Angel means messenger of God. It can even refer to as human. Here's a quote from the UCG booklet, Angels. The word angel derives from the Greek word used in the original New Testament, Angelos, which is a hard G, so I just kind of Americanized that word. This word means messenger. The Old Testament Hebrew word, Malak, means the same thing. These terms are used in Scripture of human messengers as well as spirit messengers. Context determines which is intended. The first word, the first use of the word angel in the Bible is in Genesis 16:7, and is referring to the angel of the Lord, the pre-incarnate Jesus. Not need to turn there, but Genesis 16:7, "Now the angel of the Lord found her by a spring of water in the wilderness, by the spring on the way to Shur. And he said, 'Hagar, Sarai's maid, where have you come from and where are you going?' She said, 'I'm fleeing from the presence of my mistress Sarai.' The angel of the Lord said to her, 'Return to your mistress and submit yourself to her.' Then the angel of the Lord said to her, 'I will multiply your descendants exceedingly, so that they shall not be counted for multitude.'" A mere angel cannot promise to multiply descendants. Next use of angel is Genesis 19, where the angel went to Sodom and Gomorrah, but it does not say the angel of the Lord. I'm going to give you a list of scriptures that say angel of the Lord for you to look, research on your own. Genesis 22, the angel of the Lord stops Abraham from sacrificing Isaac. Exodus 3:2, at the burning bush with Moses is the angel of the Lord, goes on to identify himself as the I Am, and where he had to take his sandals off. And Judges 6, he appears to Gideon. In Matthew 24:36, Jesus said, "But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only." In this verse, angels are spoken of as a separate entity, and Jesus does not equate himself with them. Now the third point, created angels do not allow themselves to be worshipped. If you turn to Revelation 22, read verse 8 and 9. Revelation 22, verses 8 and 9. "Now I, John, saw and heard these things. And when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me these things." In verse 9, "Then he said to me, 'See that you do not do that, for I am your fellow servant, and of your brethren the prophets, and of those who keep the word of this book, worship God.'" I'm going to read a few more verses to show that Jesus was worshipped, and he did not stop them, as this angel did in Revelation. Mark 5, verse 6. "When he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshipped him, and he cried out with a loud voice and said, 'What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you by God that you do not torment me.'" In Matthew 28:9, "And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, 'Rejoice.' So they came and held him by his feet and worshipped him." In Luke 7:44, "Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, 'Do you see this woman? I entered into your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little.'" Jesus allowed her to worship and said he forgave her sins, and a created angel does not have that authority. In John 8:58, Jews took up stones to stone him for saying he was the I Am. In 58, Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." Then they took up stones to throw at him, because Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. I mean, they did that because he said he was God of the Old Testament. They wouldn't have done that if he was a created being. Colossians 2:18 forbids the worship of angels. Let no one cheat you of your reward, taking delight in false humility and worship of angels, intruding into these things which have not been seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. And point four, Jesus Christ was clearly a part of being God before he humbled himself and came as a human being. Philippians 2, verse 5. We read, let this mind be in you, which also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father, of God the Father. Here's a quote from the booklet, Jesus Christ, the Real Story. Micah 5:2 states that the Messianic King to come was for everlasting. Jesus had appeared in his divine life before his human birth as the priest King Melchizedek, it says on a side note, see Hebrews 7, having neither beginning of days nor end of life. Micah 5:3. So finally, in John 17:5, Jesus said, and now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. And a quick recap of the 4 points. First, we saw that God is plural and denotes a name used by more than one holy being. Next, we look at the fact that the angel means messenger. It can be the holy messenger, the word of God. It can mean the created angel spirit messengers. It can also mean a human messenger. We have seen that the created angel will not allow himself to be worshipped as divine, but Jesus did. And lastly, we have seen that Jesus was restored to his former glory that he had with the Father before the world was created.